Our gospel today, our Lord Jesus, calls us to look at that which comes from within. And so I thought with all that's going on, I want to address some things that you may have read or heard in the past few weeks about the abuse scandals that are once again challenging the faith of so many good people. It's a lot to process. I understand that. It's a lot for any of us. It's difficult. So let me start with the important fact that we are a family. We are a family. That image really helps me to think of it in those terms. With all our own issues, with all our own struggles. I suspect in many ways the family of God is maybe not so unlike your own family. And as a family of God, when good things happen to our faith family, what do? Well, we should celebrate and rejoice when good things happen. And when difficult and horrible things happen, hopefully we can deal with them. Now, I get it. It's difficult even to talk about abuse. But it's so crucial in acknowledging these events. Speaking about them at Mass is absolutely the Christian thing to do. If we've learned anything in these years, I've learned we must be transparent. I've learned that we must shed light on the darkness, as painful as that might be for us. We're called through our baptism, I believe, to live as children of the light, according to the sacred scriptures as well. We are called to live as children of the light according to our Lord Jesus. Light shining brightly can lead to goodness. Light shining brightly can lead to truth, and it can lead to justice. So what about the things done in the dark? What are we supposed to do about this scandal, or any scandal for that matter? We're called to condemn those sinful acts, and to call such things evil. That's what we're called to do, not cover them up. I think normal people understand that. I think most people get that. That covering things up, such as scandal, is not an option. It is shameful to even mention things done by evil men in the church, but when such deeds are condemned, they are exposed in the light of day. And I pray, brothers and sisters, for you and for myself, that we will make Christ our light. Because Christ will reveal all things. Evil is being exposed and rooted out again. So yes, the church is a family of faith. And after all we have learned in the past few weeks, some may want to take a break. I've heard people say that, want to take a break from the family. I sort of understand that, but not completely. I have to say that my life does not make sense without this family of faith we call the Catholic Church. So as a baptized member of the church, I choose not to run away from what is happening. I love our Lord Jesus. I refuse to let evil deeds done in the dark define God's church. I have been looking at myself and specifically what it means to be a priest in the Catholic Church, and I realize that ordained ministers of the church were granted privileges and given a pass. I suspect because priests are meant to represent Jesus Christ on earth. But let me be clear. I stand with our Lord Jesus and what he said to those who harm little ones. It would, quote, be better to be drowned in the depths of the sea with a great millstone around his neck. After all that you have read and heard, one conclusion is justifiable. We, the ordained, are no longer automatically worthy of your sacred trust. I cannot speak for the Pope and his actions. I hope he does speak up and expose the evil. I am your brother in Christ. I am your pastor. And I believe that Christ shows us the way at all times. And I believe that Christ shows us the way, especially in dark times. So to the best of my ability, I want to move forward in faith with you, doing what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. Church officials need to stop making excuses and start living as true disciples of our Lord Jesus. Priests need to listen. We need to listen to victims of abuse who might tell us how to begin to ease suffering and to make restitution. We need to listen to those who are insisting that the whole truth be told. We need to listen to those calling for new ways of dealing with abuse, because the ones that we, the ordained, imposed upon ourselves have failed. And more than anything, I ask you to please pray for those whose lives have been shattered by the reality of abuse, both within the church and beyond. Pray for those families. Pray for those who are at risk today. And pray with confidence that the risen Lord will work through you, his baptized sons and daughters, to help the church to be more fully what it's supposed to be, the body of Christ on earth. I don't think I have to tell you, these are evil days. And since the days of Adam and Eve, there have been evil days. The question we need to answer, you need to answer, each one of us needs to answer for ourselves, is what do you do when you are confronted with evil? One thing we cannot do is just curse the darkness. You know what I mean when I say curse the darkness? I mean, we can't just say that this is wrong or that's wrong. Yes, we need to call out evil in your life and in my life. I need to acknowledge my faults and shortcomings, of course, but it's not enough just to name evil we have done, or done by the Pope, or done by bishops, or done by priests, or done by anyone. We must shine the light on the darkness, and one of the best ways to shine the light is to watch your own conduct. You and I, well, we're called to be at the light of Christ, to stand against the darkness. Cursing the darkness is just part of the answer. Yes, name the problem. There is evil. Shine the light on it. But I have a lot of folks just cursing the darkness and stopping there. That's not enough. That doesn't fix the problem. I have been called a homosexual, a child molester, a pedophile who works for a corrupt church. I'm none of those things. I'm not trying to play the victim. Some priests bring that sort of thing on themselves. Some do not. Yes, I get it. People are angry. They need to vent, even curse the darkness. And it is dark, but just calling people names and walking away solves nothing. Nothing. So now that evil has been brought to the light, now that the light is there, there can no longer hide in the darkness. This is one of the most important ways we can get rid of evil. We have to shine the light on it, and it's painful. But we also need to praise God for the goodness that is in the church. And you know that there is great goodness in the church. There's great goodness in the church. When you curse the darkness, remember the countless men and women who so beautifully served our Lord so faithfully throughout the centuries. And Jesus still suffered and died for us, that we may be healed from our sins. And what is happening at this very Mass, where our Lord Jesus will humble himself to feed us with his most precious body and blood, we need to remember that Jesus is the light that scatters the darkness. We can never say that what happened was not evil. What the bishops did was evil. What the priests did was evil. What some in the church did was evil. Nothing this evil has ever happened to me, but I have people who are very close to me who have been victims of abuse, and we talk and we pray and we cry and we get angry. But my friend who was abused by a priest has decided to not let what happened determine his whole life. He's a very active member of the Catholic Church. He loves the Catholic Church. My friend realized a truth that we all need to hopefully recognize if you don't already, and that is that there is more goodness in the church than evil, and that God is faithful. So each of us has a decision to make. Do you just curse the darkness, or do you let the light of Christ shine through you? This parish is so amazing. There are so many good people who know that God is good and that Christ is the light of the world. I hope you know that God is purifying his church again, as he always does. And he will get us through this together by being light and bringing the light that is Christ to scatter the darkness. I believe that our Lord is helping us to expose the darkness. I pray that we have the courage to speak up when we see evil. We have to pray for the wisdom and courage to find and to point out those who are allowing evil to exist in our beloved church. Jesus heals us. We must move forward. We must fight to stay close to our Lord. Cling to your faith in the Lord Jesus. He is the one who will heal you. Leaving your faith puts you closer to evil. Leaving your faith puts you closer to evil. Never leave Christ. He and he alone will see you through. He is the answer to all evil. Christ and Christ alone.